The oldest cliché in show business may be the show must go on. For a special breed of Broadway actors, it's their job. Jeff London spoke with three understudies who cover roles for actors who may win a Tony Award tonight.
The revival of Promises, Promises, a splashy 1960s musical, stars Sean Hayes and Kristen Chenoweth. But keep your eyes peeled for Megan Sikora. She's not just in the chorus.
It's turkey lurkey time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home.
I play Miss Polanski, who is the turkey lurkey girl in the green dress. I play Sylvia, and I play a very angry nurse and, you know, dancer here and there.
As if that weren't enough, she understudies Kristen Chenoweth and Katie Finneran. Finneran's the odds-on favorite to win Best Featured Actress in a Musical for her loopy portrayal of a drunken barfly named Marge.
Because it's Christmas, not a time to be alone with memory.
With all her different roles, Megan Sikora barely has any downtime during a performance.
I'm on stage a lot, which makes it difficult to watch the ladies that I understudy and pay attention, because it's my responsibility as an understudy to know their job, to know the ins and outs of their job, so that if I got thrown on, Sean Hayes would not be, I wouldn't rock his boat by doing something dramatically different.
Sikora says she sometimes sneaks a peek from the corner of her eye on stage, but a lot of her work happens on Thursday and Friday afternoons at understudy rehearsals.
All the understudies and swings get together, and we have play practice, basically. That's what we like to call it. And it's our chance to physicalize it and figure it out and say everything out loud and have other actors saying it to you and really find your version of it, because I don't think anybody wants to see an understudy go on and just do a poor imitation of what they would have seen.
So imagine what it must be like to understudy both Tony-nominated stars of the Tony-nominated revival of La Cage aux Folles, Kelsey Grammer and Douglas Hodge. That's Chris Hoke's job.
I said I cover them both, Kelsey and Doug, but Doug's is the more terrifying. Not only the parameters of the role itself, but just his performance, too, is just so outside the box. So you have to give a flavor of that, and it's absolutely terrifying. I wake up every morning and I pray for his health.
I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses.
Most Broadway insiders consider Douglas Hodge a lock to win the Tony for Best Leading Actor in a Musical, playing the fluttery drag performer Albin. In one number, Albin literally applies makeup and gets dressed in front of the audience. Understudy Chris Hoke says to prepare himself, he's not only memorized the lines and the staging, he's gone to transsexual websites and, during off hours, descends the four flights of stairs from his dressing room to get comfortable walking in high heels on stage.
I mean, it's funny. I go down every once in a while and just walk around in the heels. Wearing them well is a totally different... It's a totally different ball of wax.
Hoke has understudied in several Broadway shows and is well aware that he may never get the call to step into Douglas Hodge's pumps. Hoke says actors shouldn't take the job expecting the lead actor to get sick and to become a star themselves.
Well, I think if you think of your time to go on as, this is my time to shine, and this is my big break, you know, and an Eve Harrington moment is always... I think, frowned upon by the company for good reason. I mean, you have a big responsibility to your fellow actors when you do it, more so than you do to yourself.
For some actors, being an understudy allows them to play roles they wouldn't ordinarily be considered for. Stephen Rao has played small roles in several Broadway shows. Now he's understudying a Tony-nominated star, Alfred Molina, in Red, a play about abstract expressionist painter Mark Rothko.
What the hell does red mean to me? Oh, you mean scarlet? You mean crimson? You mean plum, mulberry, magenta, burgundy, salmon, carmine, carnelian, coral? Anything but red!
Molina and Denzel Washington, who stars in Fences, are running neck and neck for the prize of Best Actor in a Play. Stephen Rao says it might be easy to think of himself as a second-class citizen, but learning the role has been its own reward.
I really was excited about doing this because I thought it's a part that I really need to have challenge me. Do you know what I mean? I really need to tilt at this windmill a little bit, because I hadn't played a part of this size and this magnitude and of this forcefulness, if you will.
Because Red is a two-character play, Rao doesn't have another role in the production, but that doesn't mean he isn't busy. He comes to the theater at least an hour before every performance. He watches the show from the audience twice a week, taking notes, and he runs lines backstage with the other understudy. But Rao's preparing himself for the inevitable groan of disappointment from the audience that comes with the announcement that he, not Alfred Molina, will be playing the part of Mark Rothko at this evening's performance.
I look forward to it. Oh, no, right? But that's life. That's okay. I mean, the thing you do is you make sure you either have your ears plugged for that, or just sort of embrace it and say, just you watch now. Okay?
In the meantime, Stephen Rao, Chris Hoke, and Megan Sikora say they'll be watching the Tony Awards tonight, rooting for the actors they cover. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To see pictures of the understudies and the actors they cover, as well as to read Jeff London's Tony Award predictions, go to NPR.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Maybe stranded out in the cold.
Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold.
Let's go on the road.